Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kicking off your Sunday. Glad to be keeping you company here for just a little bit. We don't have long today. We're just here till 12:30, and we'll make way for the Hawks and Pacers. Hard to believe we've hit the end of the NBA regular season, but yet here we go. Hawks will wrap it up today. 12:30 pregame. Our man Steve Holman will have the call. We'll tip off coming up at 1 o'clock. So, again, we don't have a ton of time. We do, however, have a whole lot to get into today. We got the Masters going on. We're going to touch on that when we get a look at our headlines coming up less than 20 minutes from right now. And if I'm here, there's two things that you know that we are probably going to talk about. One is going to be the Falcons, and the other is going to be college football. Matt Manoucherian will join us at 11:20 this morning. Matt's a guy that I've gotten to know. This is like the fifth year that I've had him on. He is a former NFL scout. As a matter of fact, and part of the reason why I like to have him on is the fact that he worked with Terry Fontenot in New Orleans. So he knows the Falcons GM well. Matt is the head of Sports Info Solutions. They do some really cool stuff there in terms of draft breakdown and player evaluations and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to spend a little bit of time with him talking about this upcoming NFL draft. Looking forward to that. We'll do that this morning at around 11:20. We'll also talk a little bit of college football. Georgia and Georgia Tech both had spring games yesterday. 92.9 The Game's Garrett Chapman. He covers Georgia Tech for 24/7 Sports. Garrett was in Bobby Dodd yesterday for Tech spring game. We'll get an update from him. We'll do that coming up at noon. Garrett, of course, also a part of our coverage of Atlanta United as well. So we'll try to touch on United a little bit. So we got a lot to get to as well. Noelle is behind the glass today. She's making sure that I stay on track. Noelle, welcome. First time you and I have worked together. So good to be with you today. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. It is indeed. First time working with you. Sounds like it's going to be a really good action-packed show. I'm excited.
Hey, I'll tell you, I got to brag for just a minute. Noelle, if you need something put together, I got you. I can handle that.
Okay.
Right? All right. My daughter bought a nightstand from IKEA a while back, and you know anything you buy from IKEA has got to be put together, right?
Right.
I can do that. No problem. I'm good at that stuff.
Okay.
Okay. Now, building something from scratch, not really my thing. But yesterday, I rebuilt 8 feet of wooden fence in my backyard. We had
oh,
some
wow.
storm damage from the winds a couple of weeks ago, My wife's been after me. Hey, we need to get this fixed. You know, either fix it or call somebody to fix it. So yesterday, decided I would do it with her help, maybe her supervision. But, look, I'm not the handiest guy in the world, but I feel a little Bob the Builder-ish this morning.
Hey, that sounds like y'all was a great dream team out there.
Well, let me tell you, I am not the handiest guy in the world. I'm also sore as heck this morning. I twisted my daggum ankle.
Oh, that's the worst. Ooh.
So now every time I take a step, I feel this.
Little tender on the side.
It's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling. You know, I always forget, Noel, just how much happens here in, like, this stretch of the sports calendar that we're in right now. Like, we just saw UConn go back-to-back in men's basketball, South Carolina in women's basketball. It's the final day of the Masters, last day of the NBA regular season. There's this little thing called the NFL draft coming up in like a week and a half.
Atlanta United draft. Right, Atlanta United season's continuing. We got the Atlanta vibe doing things. Like, it is a busy city right now.
It is. There, you know, the Braves, obviously early in their season, we'll get to that. But there is a ton of stuff that's going on right now in the sports calendar. You know, we tend to get all, you know, wrapped up in like the start of football season with college football and high school football and the, you know, NFL preseason, all of that stuff. Feels like you kind of get this avalanche of football in August when all of that stuff starts. But if you're a sports fan, this is about as good as it gets, honestly, when you start talking about, you know, big things happening on the sports calendar. So we do have a lot to get to today. Speaking of the Braves, that's where I want to start. And I got a couple of different things that I want to get to here. We'll talk about some on-the-field stuff in a minute when we get to our headlines. But the Braves announced yesterday Spencer Strider had surgery on Friday. He is now done for the year. I'm not going to hit the panic button or the panic mode yet for the Braves. I think it's too early for that. Even with Spencer Strider, this rotation wasn't exactly great to start the season anyway. Braves have won games because basically they've just come out and absolutely pummeled people offensively. They're tops in the league in a lot of categories. But look, if you can hit for average, and I think they still lead the National League in batting average. If you can lead the league in on-base percentage, you're going to score runs and you're going to win games. The Braves have just got to find a way to settle this rotation down a little bit. I think getting 7 innings out of Chris Sale yesterday, even in a loss, was good. This rotation has been tough on this bullpen through the first, you know, what are we, 2 weeks or so into the season. So without Spencer Strider, I think other guys have got to step up. Other guys have got to contribute. Max Fried's got to give you more. Chris Sale, again, it was good to see him go 7 yesterday. I think Sale has been, along with Ronaldo Lopez, maybe two of the more bigger surprises for the Braves to start this year. You know, Charlie Morton, another guy. I know he's, you know, the age is what it is with Charlie Morton, but when you take Spencer Strider out of this rotation, you're talking about guys that have got to be able to step up. But it's not like the Braves are throwing, you know, 4 bums out there every day. You're going to have to rely on Max Fried a little more, a guy that's been an opening day starter. Again, I think Sale has been a surprise early part of this season. Same thing with Lopez. 3 starts for Sale. He went 6 innings in his first 2. He went 7 yesterday. He struck out 20 in 17 and 2/3 innings, and he's walked only 5. He's going to be fine so long as he stays healthy. Ronaldo Lopez, 2 games, 12 innings pitched, 1 earned run. Max Fried. Look, to me, Max Fried is still Max Fried. 6 1/3 innings on Friday, gave up the 1 run. Rough start to the season, but I thought that was a pretty good outing for him. And here's the other thing you got to remember about Fried. guy's in his last year of his deal. He's going to want a payday when this season is over. And I think at the end of the day, he is going to be just fine. It's who fills out that fifth starter spot, because with Strider out, everybody moves up in the rotation. So now we're back to that same situation with the Braves that we were in, you know, back in February and March, when you're trying to determine who that fifth guy is going to be. Bryce Elder, Dylan Dodd, two guys that just looking at the numbers look like they're off to pretty good starts in Gwinnett. Darius Vines is another guy. I bring all this up to say, though, that I don't think there is any reason to hit the panic button about the Braves. It is the 14th of April, for crying out loud. And I realize that that's kind of where we – it's kind of what we do. You know, unfortunately, it's the way we tend to react to things. You know, that's kind of what sports media has turned into. Everything has to be over-amplified, and everything has to be this crushing issue. Let's see where this team is at the end of May. Let's talk again Memorial Day weekend. Give it a look in on that day, and then I think you can decide who the Braves should go after. One name to watch, and the Braves are in Miami. They take on the Marlins today. Jesus Luzardo is going to pitch against the Braves today. He's one of those arms that might be available later this year. When, and I think the Braves will, Alex Anthopoulos, at some point in time, he's going to have to make a move to go get another pitcher. Heck, even if Spencer Strider was healthy, the Braves would still probably have to make a move to go add another pitcher somewhere. So I don't know how much the Braves have got to give right now in terms of this, you know, what this minor league looks like. It is not quite where it once was, granted. But I know this much. I got faith in Alex Anthopoulos that he's going to do whatever needs to be done. And you go back. If you're a long enough Braves fan, you'll know this. We've seen this team struggle before in April, and they're still there in the end. Now, the window to win the World Series for the Braves is wide open right now. I just don't think you have to panic in April over an injury, even if it is to your best pitcher. And the Braves aren't the only team in baseball dealing with this. We've got a situation in baseball. I want to get to it in about 30 minutes from now, because we're not dealing with an epidemic in baseball when it comes to pitching injuries. This is a pandemic in baseball that we're having to deal with right now in regards to pitching and injuries. We'll get to that. We got our headlines next. We'll get you caught up on everything that's going on. Chris Goforth hanging out. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's get a look at your headlines. We'll get you caught up on what's happening in and around the world of sports. Let's start with the Masters today. Scottie Scheffler enters this final day at 7-under. He will tee off today at 2:35. Colin Morikawa also 6-under. He's just one back at 6-under. He also tees off at 2:35 today. Tiger Woods has already started his day in Augusta. Tiger plus 11 for the tournament. He is even today, though, through three holes, and looks like they've got a handful of guys that are going to tee off today before the before 11 o'clock, and then, you know, it's kind of staggered throughout the day. Scheffler, being the leader, will be in that last group that that tees off at around 2:35 today. So we'll do our best to keep you updated off and on as we go through this morning. It's probably going to be the afternoon, though, before things really start to get interesting in Augusta on this final day of the Masters. Let's move on to the Braves now. They lost to the Marlins yesterday, 5-1. We mentioned Chris Sale and his outing, 7 innings of work. Took the loss, but that was 7 needed innings. Give this bullpen a little bit of a rest. Sale, 5 earned runs, struck out 7. By the way, that game yesterday, first home win of the season for the Marlins. They are now 1-8 at home to start the season. Braves and Marlins at 1:40 today. From Atlanta, Braves made the announcement yesterday. Spencer Strider gone for the rest of the season. He is going to undergo surgery to repair the UCL in his right elbow. Braves announced that he had the surgery on Friday. They're going to use the internal brace to repair the UCL. That's kind of a new thing that has just come about. I feel like I've learned more about elbow surgeries over the last week than I ever knew or really wanted to know. Strider, this comes from ESPN.com, made only two starts before complaining about discomfort in his elbow before a four-inning outing April 5th. An MRI revealed damage to the throwing elbow. Led the majors with 20 wins and 281 strikeouts last season. Finished fourth in the NL Cy Young Award voting. He joins a list of big-name pitchers who have suffered significant injuries this season. I'll even take it one step further. We're going to talk about this coming up in, about 15 or so minutes from right now. But let me tell you, there are more known big-name pitchers that are on the injured list right now in baseball than there are known big-name pitchers who are active in the game right now. That's where we are with it in baseball. This is a huge problem, in baseball. You got Tony Clark, the head of the Players Association, saying kind of wanting to put the blame on the pitch clock. USA Today, we'll give you some stats from USA Today coming up in just a bit. USA Today, their research shows that there were actually more injuries prior to the implementation, the 2 years prior to the implementation of the pitch clock, than there has been since the pitch clock was put into play. You know, somebody, I think it was maybe The Athletic, talked to Clayton Kershaw about it, asked him. Kershaw was like, you know, basically just dismissing the whole thing behind this back and forth over the pitch clock between the Players Association and Major League Baseball. I'm not saying the pitch clock doesn't have a part in this, but I think everybody is missing the bigger picture of what's happening here with these injuries in baseball. And we'll get into that coming up again. We'll do that to close out this hour. Hawks and Pacers today to end the NBA regular season. We'll have the pregame starting at 12:30 here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tip-off coming up at 1 o'clock. Pacers have something to play for today. According to ESPN now, Orlando finishes fifth if they win against Milwaukee by winning the Southeast Division. Indiana can finish fifth if they win over the Hawks today and Orlando loses. Philly will finish fifth if they win and Indiana and Orlando both lose. So there's some stuff on the line today for the Pacers heading into this one. Hawks will head to Chicago. They'll face the Bulls in a 9-10 play-in matchup. That's going to happen Wednesday. Hawks win Wednesday. They would play again Friday. And the Hawks head into this one today. Maybe limp into this one is a better way to put it, as they have lost five straight going into today. Atlanta United, Philadelphia Union, they kick off today at 2:30. We'll talk about this. Garrett Chapman, who's a part of our Atlanta United coverage here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, he is going to join us coming up at noon. One little college football note that I did want to make mention of: former Georgia and Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Hines Ward. He's going to be the new wide receivers coach at Arizona State. The NFL has announced there are 13 players that are set to attend the NFL draft, including three quarterbacks that will be there in person: Jaden Daniels, the quarterback from LSU, Drake May, the quarterback from North Carolina, and Caleb Williams, the quarterback from Southern Cal. They are a part of that 13. Now, some other names, especially where the Marvin Harrison Jr. will be there as well, the wide receiver from Ohio State. I feel like it's kind of the overall you know, given that Marvin Harrison Jr. is the best player in this draft. I think everybody, he may not be the overall number one pick. That may be Caleb Williams. But as far as the best guy in this draft right now, I don't think there's much question that it's Marvin Harrison Jr. Now, guys that the Falcons at number 8 could be in position for, Terrion Arnold, the cornerback out of Alabama, Malik Nabers, wide receiver out of LSU, and also Dallas Turner, the linebacker from Alabama, also a part of this group of 13 players that the NFL has announced that will be attending the draft in person. So we'll see. We'll talk a little bit more about the draft. I've said it before. I am a total sucker for a mock draft. You publish one, I'm going to click on it. So I've got a little bit of a rundown of some of the mock drafts that I have seen this week. I don't participate in the idea of the mock drafts. I do, however, like to put together a little list of what I think are usually the top 32 players, more for my own amusement than anything else. It's such a crapshoot, I feel like, when it comes to trying to do a mock draft, because first off, one, to try to predict trades is nuts. I don't, you know, somebody has, I saw something with the, you know, somebody had the Falcons this week in a mock draft involved in a trade. To me, that's just, that is so far out there that those kind of things are too hard to be able to predict. And that's the reason, you know, plus every team has a different strategy. Terry Fontenot has said repeatedly when it came to the draft, during his time here in Atlanta, we're going to take the best available player. And there's been some times, as we all know, where you keep waiting, you keep hoping that the, you know, the Falcons are going to address the edge situation. They're going to find somebody to address the pass rush. That continues to be an issue rolling into this draft. The Falcons have yet to answer that really through the draft with an impact player, at least at this point. Maybe this becomes the year, but I think that's what the issue is, because I think every team looks at this a little differently when it comes to trying to predict who's going to draft who. Some teams, like the Falcons, are going to look at the best available player, and then some teams are going to draft based off of need. Spring games happening in college football now. Of course, we had a couple of our local teams yesterday involved in it. I think when it comes to spring games, you've always got to take it with a little bit of a grain of salt in terms of what you see. Kirby Smart even said after the game yesterday, he was quoted by The Athletic as saying, "I don't evaluate things based off of today." Carson Beck was asked, "How much stock do you put in a spring game?" He said, "Not a lot." I think spring games are about the fans. And I look, that's the way, honestly, that's the way it should be. It's a chance for you to come out, cheer on your team, get excited about the season. That, and it's a good recruiting weekend, especially when the weather's good. It's a good recruiting weekend. Now, the transfer portal is going to open up again this week, so we'll see how much movement. Now that spring practice is over, we're going to get another round of movement that is going to take place all across college football. Let's hear from Kirby Smart, head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs, their spring game yesterday. As following the game, Coach Smart talked a little bit about his young defense.
They tackled better today, batted a lot of balls, which is huge in football. Offenses have a huge advantage right now. You got to knock balls down when you get a chance. I thought we did a good job of that. I thought the offense came back out in the second half, and Carson had some good drives there.
That is, look, so long as Kirby Smart is there and the way Georgia has recruited, I don't think, and I realize there's some young guys a part of this defense. There's some unknowns as a part of this defense, but I just don't see how you sweat it too much if you're a Georgia fan about what this defense is going to look like. Now, Georgia Tech had their spring game yesterday. Our guy Garrett Chapman from here from 92.9 The Game, he was there. He's going to join us a little bit later on. About noon today, we'll kick off the final few minutes of our show with Garrett today. Let's hear from Brent Key talking about his wide receiver in Chris Elko.
Come out and have a day like that.
It was, if I had to guess the first question of any player on the team, I would have guaranteed everybody it was going to be about Chris Elko. So, man, what an outstanding day he had. But people have been at practice every day and seen practice that, you know, it's not surprising. He's a guy that's come in going into his second year now and he's really progressed as a football player.
Tech's bringing a lot of guys back on offense. That's one of the things I want to get into it with Garrett is, you know, what will this Georgia Tech offense look like? And then, you know, the other side of the ball there, you're talking about a defense that was not very good last year, but it's an entirely new defensive staff at Georgia Tech. They pretty much cleaned house completely. What is that going to look like? Do they have the personnel to execute defensively the way they want to? We'll get into that again with Garrett Chapman. Talk a little Georgia Tech football today coming up at noon. Dale McGee, first spring for him with the Georgia Tech, with the Georgia State Panthers, rather. He got a little bit of a late start after being hired. Let's hear from Dale McGee, the head coach at Georgia State.
Yeah, I think the leadership of the team and the quality of young men that's in the program, I think they handled the transition really well. They were very open, honest, and they really weren't any issues from a behavior standpoint. We didn't get any bounce back from any players, and I think a lot of that was attributed to our coaches, too, just being honest and authentic with the players, and they responded in the right way.
Spring practice. It's over at Georgia. It's over at Georgia Tech. It's over now at Georgia State. Everybody had the spring game yesterday. Now we wait to see what the effects of the transfer portal will be. NASCAR is at the Texas Motor Speedway today, 3:30 with the start time. Kyle Larson is on the pole there. William Byron won this race last year. He also won the last race at Martinsville. So that is a look at your headlines. That is a look at what's happening in and around sports today. Again, we'll continue to keep an eye on the leaderboard down at Augusta National with the Masters as we move along. I want to get back to talking baseball, if you don't mind, because a real problem in baseball right now with arm injuries to pitchers and the cause of it. We'll get into that as we look to wrap up the 10 o'clock hour. Chris Goforth hanging with you. Glad to be along on this Sunday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth on this Sunday. So glad to be hanging out with you. Glad to have Noel here as well. You know, Noel, this is the first I have had some other stuff going on that has prevented me from being here on the weekends. This is the first time in probably 4 weeks for me, and only I think the third show that I have done since January 1.
I think that's about right, because we would have done more shows by now.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, hey, look, I've had a ton going on, so a bunch of play-by-play and stuff like that during the basketball season, and moving through baseball and softball stuff now. Plus, I got a daughter who is playing lacrosse.
Oh yeah, so you're just ripping and running right now.
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know what day it is. That's where we've gotten to. I don't even know what day it is. But, hey, I'm glad to be hanging with Noel. I'm glad to be with you guys today on this Sunday morning. So the Braves announced yesterday that Spencer Strider had surgery on Friday. He's done for the year. I'm not going to get into the hand-wringing that some want to do about the Braves. Every time there's an injury with the Braves, there's people that immediately want to go doom and gloom on the future. I'm not going to do that. It's April, for crying out loud. I think there's a lot of baseball left. There's a lot of time for the Braves and Alex Anthopoulos, who I have a lot of faith in, to take whatever steps are necessary, whatever measures they have to, in order to keep the Braves on track. But, you know, it's like dropping a series in April to the Mets. Calm down. Calm down. This is not a sprint. The baseball season is a marathon. Now, that's not to say that losing Spencer Strider is not huge. There is no doubt. But I'm not going to panic yet as a Braves fan. The injury to Strider is huge for the Braves. But it's also part of what is a bigger problem that's happening right now in baseball. There is so much money that is getting invested in starting pitching, and you've got a rash of pitching industry injuries in baseball. If you look around baseball right now, there are more star pitchers that are injured than are active. Spencer Strider, Shane Bieber, Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, Jacob DeGrom, Garrett Cole, Lucas Giolito, Yuri Perez, the guy that the Marlins had so much hope for going into this year. Even Shohei Ohtani, who is, you know, Ohtani's playing, but they've said he's not going to pitch this year. Get a load of this stat. If you want to know, and I'm going to throw some numbers at you here, and I always hate doing this because I feel like you throw numbers out and they just kind of zoom over your head. But bear with me here for a second. 166 players opened the season on the injured list in baseball. 166. You want to take a stab as to how many of that 166 were pitchers? How about 132? Of the 166 players that opened the season on the injured list, 132 were pitchers. USA Today had a really good article. I think it was last week. I wish I could remember. I'm going to say it was Bob Nightingale. I think Bob's a fantastic writer that covers baseball for USA Today. I don't think there's anybody better that covers the sport nationally than he does. So I'm going to give Bob the credit for writing it. It might not have been him, but anytime I read a really good baseball article from USA Today, I just assume that it's him. I took a couple of notes from this because I thought it was very well researched. In 2021, you had 260 major and minor league pitchers that had elbow surgery. That's an increase of 400% from 10 years prior. 37% of all pitchers now have Tommy John surgery at some point in time in their careers. Strider actually had it when he was in college the first time. I'll be honest, 37% of all pitchers having Tommy John surgery, I would have honestly thought that number would have been higher, frankly. USA Today quoted a guy named Stan Conte. He's a former MLB trainer, spent 23 years in Major League Baseball. He was with the Marlins, he was with the Giants, and he was with the Dodgers. He says, and I love this quote from Stan Conte, I said it earlier, he says this isn't an epidemic, he calls it a pandemic, and he says it's only going to get worse. He says the problem is an increase in velocity. Another sports medicine doctor quoted in this article says it's an increase in spin rate that's the problem. Tony Clark, who's head of the Major League Baseball Players Association, says the pitch clock is the problem. Now, according to this USA Today article, there were actually more injuries the 2 years before the pitch clock was put into place. So you've got Major League Baseball and the Players Association kind of going back and forth right now over the pitch clock. Clayton Kershaw, the Dodgers pitcher, he told The Athletic, he said, I think it's just silly between the two of them. Kershaw goes on to say, he says, is it one thing in particular? Probably not. I agree with Kershaw. I don't see how guys throwing max velocity all the time is a good thing. In order to achieve, you know, quote unquote, max velocity, you have these guys that have these just violent deliveries. I have never been to the College Baseball World Series, but I always enjoy why ever since I was a kid, and I think my appeal to it as a kid was, you know, those guys use aluminum bats, and that's what I, you know, that's what we used, you know, when playing. I played Dixie Youth growing up, but whatever organized baseball that you played as a kid, you know, you played with an aluminum bat. Those college guys played with the aluminum bat. It used to dominate. This was before ESPN had, you know, Major League Baseball and all that stuff on their schedule. So it was a ton of college baseball around the time of the College World Series. I've always enjoyed it. And you watch some of these college guys now throw, and the violent delivery. That's the way I would describe it. Violent. That guy goes into his windup, and it's violent. It can't be good for your arm. The game of baseball has changed. I get that. Kershaw talks about hearing older guys go on about, you know, you wait until the seventh or eighth inning to really rear back and give it more. Kershaw says you can't do that now. He says if you do that today, you're out of the game by the third inning. He says you got to throw with max effort on every pitch. And there seems to be a little bit of reluctance by everybody that's involved in this to want to point the finger to the fact that, and I think this is a huge, huge issue with it. You can agree, you can disagree. But the fact that we got 10-year-olds that are throwing with max effort all the time, who are playing baseball year around. It's like tires on your car. You keep running them and running them, and sooner or later that tread is going to wear out. It's the same thing with the arm. You know, you don't find many kids. I'm not going to say there's no kids, but you don't find many kids anymore who play multiple sports. Now there is this need that you have to specialize in a sport. And I see that from a lot of people who, or a lot of kids who, you know, they think they are going to be able to get a college scholarship somewhere. Well, I've got to focus, because if you're not totally involved in specializing in that sport, then you're going to get left behind. You're going to get passed behind. I didn't grow up that way. We grew up, we played everything. You know, right now we were playing baseball. You know, come August, we put the pads on, we played football. Football season ended, we rolled right into basketball. You know, basketball season ends, we broke out the bats and the gloves. Jeff Passan, he wrote a book called The Arm. It's crazy to think about. He wrote this book back in 2015. And I actually had Jeff on here back in 2015. One weekend, I actually went through my archives this morning of some of the stuff that I have saved to see if I actually had that interview. I thought it might be worth it to go back and listen to it and see if there was a couple of things from Jeff Passan that, you know, maybe we could have played back today. I didn't have it, unfortunately. He wrote the game, he wrote the book, though, in 2015. Now, he is pretty rough on perfect game and organizations like that, but this is an interesting read, and I would suggest that anybody that has a son who plays baseball, plays travel baseball, wants to be a pitcher, that you get this book and read it. It's, again, it's hard for me to believe that this book came out, you know, 9 years ago, and I think the subject matter of it is still just as relevant today as it was back in 2015 when we first started to talk about it. And I loaned that book to somebody here at 92.9 The Game, and I never got it back, and now I can't remember who it was I loaned it to. But if you get a chance, you know, that's my summer book recommendation. You head to the beach, grab a copy of, you could probably find a used copy of it somewhere at this point, but The Arm by Jeff Passan. This pandemic that we're dealing with in baseball now is one trainer caused it. I don't think it's caused particularly by one thing. Maybe pitch clock is a factor. Max effort. is a factor. Guys constantly trying to find ways to add velocity, throwing with a weighted ball, and the wear and tear that that puts on your arms. Kids throwing so much now, throwing so much at a young age, trying to throw a breaking ball too soon. When I grew up, we were not allowed to throw. Now, we all tried it, all right? So let's just be honest. But as far as in a competitive game, was not allowed to throw a breaking ball until we were 13. Now, again, we were all trying to snap off a curve when we were 11 or 12, but most of us were. There might have been a few guys that were smart enough not to try to ruin their arm by doing it. But as far as doing it in a game or doing it in front of a coach, that wasn't something that we did until, again, we were 13 years old. Whatever the cause of the problem is in baseball, however you want to point the finger, and again, I think there's a lot of different ways you can point the finger here. There's a lot of different directions you can go with it. But they got to find a way to be able to fix this, or we're going to continue to see what's happening. You can't tell me that it's good for the game when you have got guys like Spencer Strider, like Shane Bieber, like Verlander or Scherzer or DeGrom or Cole or Giolito, that those guys not being on the field, that's not good for baseball. You know, part of the appeal of Shohei Ohtani is, and I've said it before, there's very few people in baseball that will stop me in my tracks and bring me to the television. Ronald Acuña is one of those guys, because I just always expect Ronald Acuña is going to do something amazing. Shohei Ohtani is the other guy that falls into that for me. Shohei Ohtani's playing, if it's on TV, regardless of whether he's with the Angels or the Dodgers now, I don't watch it over the Braves, but if the Braves aren't on and Shohei Ohtani, you put Shohei Ohtani on Sunday Night Baseball when there's no other, you know, the Braves aren't playing, that's must-see TV for me for that guy. And it's not good when Shohei Ohtani isn't pitching. It's not good for the game when Spencer Strider's not pitching. It's not good for the game when Bieber or Verlander or Scherzer and those guys aren't out there. Baseball's got an issue. They got to figure this out. We're going to get into the we're going to spend the 11 o'clock hour talking a little bit about the National Football League. We'll get to our NFL notebook coming up before the end of the hour. Matt Manoucherian, former NFL scout, worked with Falcons general manager Terry Fontenot. We'll get to that. And we're going to kick it off with our five Falcons questions. Noel will have some questions teed up, and we'll talk a little bit about the Falcons as we kick off the 11 o'clock hour. Draft getting close. We'll talk a little bit about the draft as well. Chris Goforth with you on this Sunday. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Hang on.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.